May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for September 25th, 2021. And today, on the heels of this week's full moon and equinox, I'll be summing up the American crisis with three compendiums on both the systemic problem and holistic solutions that have some great promise. I'll be discussing this with a lot of Cosmic Love, so if you want to keep up with the lowdown and wise up for the takedown of the big lie with the whole truth that is censored by the lamestream media, stay tuned. But first, a cosmic weather report. Some of us are sensitive to barometric shifts in the weather, you know, like before a storm blows in, and others are sensitive to psychometric shifts in the quantum field of cosmic astrological weather. The good news is that tonight, the moon is trine the sun in a beautiful grand air trine with Saturn in Aquarius, so this is a good time to wrap our head around the big picture crisis and whole system solutions for planetary civilization in trauma right now. The bad news is that there are severe astrological portents for more crisis emerging globally for the next 2 years. And as the host of Cosmic Love, I don't want to be negative, but I don't want to be ignorant either. So if you really want to know what's going on, you know, as above, so below in the quantum field, as is affecting the consciousness of global humanity, I highly recommend listening to Kaipacha's Equinox report that I've linked at the top of my first compendium. And I'm going to go right into that. That quote by Kaipacha is, quote, "There is an attack now taking place on the entire human race. If I ignore, avoid, or deny it, I will live in and die in disgrace." Now, that was back on the equinox here just a few days ago, September 22nd. Kaipacha explains that planetary civilization is going through a massive restructuring, and we're all getting squeezed with tremendous pressure, like a baby going through the birth canal. And the stress we're all feeling is an attack on our health, not from the virus, but from a genocidal campaign of vaccines that promise health but cause mass dis-ease with incessant media programming of fear porn. Now, that dichotomy is causing a kind of mass psychosis like the Stockholm Syndrome, where victims of abuse bond to the perpetrators with shots in the arm. It's your immune system that's under attack. I'm sure you are aware by now that many who died from COVID had a prior condition. Just as the flu bug, you know, coronavirus has historically killed the weak and elderly, so did COVID. What's different now is that millions of people, as I've documented in previous compendiums, and I give links on that in the show notes in the first compendium for those who are reading along. I'm providing links in the show notes of these three compendiums, and you can create a multimedia show by listening to the podcast, pausing it to read the while you're reading it. You can read along, but you can pause it to read the links or watch the videos that I'm providing in this compendium. So, as I said, what's different now is that millions of people are without a prior condition, yet are dying from experimental vaccines, you know, gene therapies. I have vaccines in quotes because they're not actually vaccines as we've known them. They're gene therapies. And they whack the immune system and cause the full spectrum of diseases. So the pharma-embedded lamestream media is obviously in collusion with the grand illusion of ethical drug pushing, quote-unquote ethical drug pushing, from cradle to grave. In fact, there's a whole bunch of billionaires making a killing literally on the creation and treatment of disease, much like the creation and waging of war. But instead of war profiteering by the military-industrial complex, I'm talking about disease profiteering by the medical-industrial complex. So the masses are waking up to this insanity, this mass psychosis, whereby governments worldwide have capitulated to power elite potentates who have betrayed the global public trust for profit and power. So this is kind of the preface to, you know, this first, you might say, thematic key to this compendium, which is beware of the covert passport agenda. You might say it's the COVID passport agenda, but I'm referring to the secret or covert passport agenda. This agenda is directed towards imposing unimaginable control over global human population through mandatory vaccination, connected to a digital passport, which will be linked to digital currency, and a social credit score. Now, I've been writing about this, folks, for the last year, a lot of videos and articles, but this is kind of a summation of the issue and how it's coming to a head like a boil or a pimple, you know, on the face of humanity right now, that's just full of infection and is going to be shriveled up, or it's going to burst and be a mess. So vaccine passports are now being pushed worldwide. The international infrastructure for rollout of vaccine passports has become apparent. This is not about a virus. It's not about health. This is about, and this is a quote from James Corbett, I guess you say it. He's got, in his Solutions Watch of the week, he's doing a weekly Solutions Watch with solutions, and this one is on vaccine mandates, a video I'm providing in this first compendium, and this is the kind of the keynote of this compendium. Is this video is brilliant. It's highly recommended. If you don't watch any other video, to get a big picture of what's going on with the vaccine passports in the world right now, there's this video, and as James Corbett says, quote, this is about a changeover in the monetary system governing the planet. Now, in this video, he doesn't go into that planetary monetary system. That'll go in other videos, and he's talked about this before, this changeover in the monetary system governing the planet. In this video, he's going into vaccine passports. And as he says, and this was just from September 21st, here the day before the solstice. And what he says in this video is that while there are positive signs that vaccine passports are being stopped in many places around the planet, there is clearly an international push for, quote, no jab, no job policies, or you might say no jab, no service policies that are challenging civil rights, core constitutional rights. So what he's saying is consider some real solutions that he goes into. Now, this is an in-depth, fully comprehensive presentation. I highly recommend people watch this rather than one of their favorite TV shows. Maybe they can watch later on Netflix or whatever. But keep in mind as you watch this that panic porn media, you know, all the fear porn in the media, is causing more public dis-ease than flu-like coronavirus. Point being is that the virus, quote-unquote virus, the contagion is fear. It's fear-based. It's fear-promoted. And to be positive and empowered by faith is, you know, the best defense is a good offense. And, you know, without being offensive, you can just be positive and keep the faith, transmute the fear. There's an infographic I have that follows that is actually from Seth, you know, Gene Roberts, from The Individual and the Nature of Mass Events, Session 804, and it goes, quote, "Left alone, the body can defend itself against any disease, but it cannot defend itself appropriately against an exaggerated general fear of disease on the individual's part." In other words, you can make yourself sick, by getting stuck in negativity, S-I-N, stuck in negativity, going into fear. Faithless fear, you know, is the nemesis of fearless faith. So that understanding is pretty well represented in that infographic. And then there's this quote by George Orwell back in 1946 from an article he wrote, Politics and the English Language, where George Orwell said, you know, the author of 1984, said back in 1946, quote, "Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable, and to give an appearance of solidarity to pure wind." Of course, the fear porn, the panic porn in the media is pure wind that they try to give solidarity to by telling it over and over and over. You know, the old big lie is big enough and bold enough and told enough, people will believe it. It'll give solidarity to it. And this is, again, being referenced by George Orwell himself. So now that's something to consider. And again, that quote is in this first compendium, about a third of the way down. And now I've got this concept here that you can mull on and think about, that how the real conspiracy theorists believe, number one, that big government cares most about them. No self-serving conflicts of interest. Number two, big media would never lie to them. No big deception of their perception. Number three, big pharma, making billions off sickness, wants to cure any and all disease and would never commit pharmacide, which is the systemic and intentional poisoning of their biological terrain for disease profiteering and a geopolitical power grab. Well, that might be too much to assimilate orally, but kind of a keynote there, you know, what's the real conspiracy theory? What's the real BS belief system that so many are hooked into? So here's a factoid. Did you know that half of Hitler's flight capital, gold, went into Merck Pharmaceutical for rise of the medical industrial Fourth Reich? You can find out about that if you study up on Operation Paperclip. It's all over the internet. There's plenty of information and books written on the subject. And pretty much the lamestream media has censored all that, and all other such inconvenient truth is scrubbed from widespread awareness by the Ministry of Truth fact checkers. Now, fact checkers, for people that don't know, the fact checkers are bought off. You know, here's an infographic that I have that I'm reading from now, that how Fact Check is funded by a foundation that holds over 1.8 billion of stock in a vaccine company. Think about that. And how the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is run by the former director of the CDC. And how 15% of the foundation's assets are Johnson & Johnson stock. So, as Representative Thomas Massie says, bless your heart if you think factcheck.org is an unbiased source of vaccine information. So pretty much that sums it up on fact-checking. Almost all of them that I've seen exposés on, all the fact-checkers out there are being funded by either the Gates Foundation or one of these foundations that have a vested interest in vaccines. So any challenge to their agenda, they just make it out to be false, you know. So there's an article by John Whitehead where he says, a new state of segregation, vaccine passports are just the beginning. He says, imagine it, a national classification system that categorizes you according to your health status and also allows the government to sort you in 100 other ways, by gender, orientation, wealth, medical condition, religious beliefs, politics, travel patterns, etc. So understand, folks, that vaccine passports are a bridge strategy that leads to social credit scores that they'll incorporate in the vaccine passport. There's the old strategy of gradualism, the boiling frog syndrome. They won't, they're slipping this, vaccine passport in step by step. But the whole agenda is to bring it to the communist social credit system that they have in communist China, where they can virtually control the population. Those who, are in the system, which they've been trying desperately to get pushed through if we don't stop it. So there's an article here by, this is from Earth Paper News regarding the IMF report. There's an IMF, International Monetary Fund report, that suggests the credit scores may soon be based on web browsing history. Now, this is really important to understand. Where is this vaccine passport going with these social credit scores? Well, this is what they're working towards. This has been exposed recently. How to create a dystopian social credit passport future. So, the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, has published the results of research conducted into how lenders are likely to be doing their business in the future and what new information and personal data these companies plan to start asking from borrowers in order to determine their credit score. Now, the biggest takeaway is the seemingly inevitable shift from merely accessing credit information to also incorporating people's online behavior into the process of deciding whether to lend them money. The money necessary, for example, to buy a house. Compared in the way the system now works in most countries, these changes, which are expected to be coming soon, look fairly invasive privacy-wise and with no vision of proper safeguards. Banks and others will go as far as to access personal browsing and shopping history. This would be done by allowing automated systems powered by algorithms to harvest the data and turn it into credit reports, harvesting all your data to where they know more about you than you may even know about yourself, so they can basically put you in a credit category to allow you to buy a house or not, to allow you to travel or not, allow you to buy food or not. That's the social credit system that they've pioneered in China. Big tech has been over there setting it up like a test market, and they're trying to do it all over the planet. This is why I sometimes refer to big tech as neo-communists. A lot of the big tech, some of the big tech, like Google and Facebook, they've made deals with the communist Chinese, and in exchange for it, they've got in exchange for those deals. And doing the same thing here, they get market access in China. So it's like a deal with the devil. Anyway, Natural News did an article here just a couple days ago that says that government whistleblowers, government whistleblowers break wide open a federal conspiracy to suppress the data on injury and death from the COVID-19 vaccines. So some real revelations there. It goes back to the point of how big tech is using big data, not only to harvest data on everyone, to make credit reports based on your browsing activity on the internet, but they're also suppressing data on the injury and death from COVID-19 vaccines to make it look like they're quote unquote safe and effective. So that's a huge issue. And another shocking revelation, I refer to this as shocking revelation of the year, you know, as in heads up, revelation inbound. The backstory on this shocking revelation is in the previous blog on the hero's journey, and there's a link on that for people that are following along or listening to the podcast in the future. You can pause the podcast, read that link again. This hero's journey is the second compendium in the show notes, and in that previous blog, the third video is by a British funeral director who explains that the actual deaths that followed the fake COVID scare and the real vaccine harm, that's the backstory. And if you can watch that if you want, if you have time, and you can fast forward now 1 week to September 23rd, 2021, which is your couple days ago. And you have the same funeral director on the Stu Peters Show, now more specific, explaining how and why these genetic altering vaccines are genocidal, and the danger with children, COVID detention camps, and other critical issues that are a wake up call, to say the least. This is when I say that some of the most shocking revelations of the year. You know, you think about it, a funeral director, you know, they're who's really dying? When are they really dying? What's the story? So these two videos I just referred to, you know, the backstory, the hero's journey, you know, from a week ago, and then just recently, a couple days ago, he explains, he gives a timeline of what went on with the whole the COVID rollout and the timeline with people dying, when people were dying. And this guy's connected with funeral directors all over the UK, and how he was, you know, in touch with what was going on and what he's finding out, and how he's seeing that this whole Delta virus scam is all a cover for the side effects and the massive death and dying from these vaccines. So this is, you know, an ominous, and as he says, you know, this is serious, and this is going to be we got a serious future that we're looking at if we don't wise up and rise up. And when I say rise up, I'm referring to in frequency, rise up in frequency, as in love and action frequently, you know, the Holy Spirit of love and action, you know, and I go into that more, the positive, upward mobile, ascension spiral going viral, which isn't the best word, but ascension spiral, building momentum in the collective consciousness. This is the Aquarian spring that I referred to throughout this year. This is kind of the theme of the year, is the Aquarian spring prelude. So, you know, this second video from the Stu Peters Show is available. Highly recommended by John Olini, interviewed by Stu Peters. And note that this guy's right, and the New World Order psychopaths have their way with us. I'll probably be one of the first to be rounded up after being branded as an anti-vax domestic terrorist, and you won't be hearing from me anymore. I'm kind of like the canary in the coal mine. And, you know, by God's grace, it won't come to that. I'd like to think that there's a turnaround going on right now, and there's mass awakening with people, you know, waking up, wising up, rising up, you know, in frequency with, you know, more fearless faith. And in the meantime, there are a lot of people trying to wake us all up. One of them is Paul Craig Roberts, and he has an article that that's headlined, Tyranny Comes to America, the CDC proposes concentration camps as a COVID measure. And he goes into this. He explains that the adverse effects, that is, you know, the illnesses and deaths associated with COVID vaccines, are showing up in large numbers before the big pharma medical establishment can vaccinate everyone. That was their plan, to vaccinate everyone as soon as possible, so they could do basically lockdown of the public from the inside out, because the way these vaccines are affecting people's free will. You know, basically, they're creating cyborgs out of people, where it interferes with their connection with their soul. And I've been writing about this since the first of the year, with all different articles explaining this, that it's affecting not just the body, but people's minds. And this is serious. So there's an article from Technocracy that goes on to say that, will Americans accept no-fly list for the unvaccinated? I mean, why is Big Pharma so desperate to get us all vaccinated? The technocrat pandemic narrative is now turning on the unvaccinated, you know, redefining them as quote-unquote domestic terrorists and putting them on no-fly lists to prevent travel. I mean, will Americans stand for it? Is this Nazi Germany? You know, there's an article on a French doctor that was dragged out of his home, arrested, dragged out of his home for prescribing ivermectin. You know, a non-toxic supplement that basically has been used for decades all over the world to knock out coronavirus. So this is an article from Natural News from yesterday, saying that for the crime of prescribing ivermectin to his patients, a French doctor by the name of Jean-Paul Theron was arrested at his home and dragged out by police officers working on behalf of the medical martial law police state. And then there's a video at this point in the compendium explaining how children are being targeted now. This is by Dr. Vernon Coleman, as he refers to himself, an old man in the chair, explaining the shocking, urgent news that we should share widely of how children are being targeted for vaccination without parental consent. And this is going on in the UK. And some parts of the United States are doing this. Some counties, some states. This is serious. They're going after the children. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, this is do or die for light and love, cosmic love, you know, big love, divine love. So here's to calling all light workers, white hats, patriots, and cultural creatives. You know, we need many Paul Revere's right now. You know, the redcoats are coming. The redcoats, the neo-communists, redcoats are coming. As the prescient Martin Gates, that's G-E-D-D-E-S, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. As he recently reported in his article, Everything You Wanted to Know About This Genocide, he says, quote, but we have been here before. The Holodomor in Ukraine, the Bolshevik Revolution, the Chinese Cultural Revolution, and plenty more. Governments routinely are captured by criminals and psychopaths and turn on their population, who stand by in disbelief that this could happen to them. Learned helplessness means people assume they have no power to change anything, when all it takes is one person and in any group to break the groupthink, unquote. So, I mean, folks, it's time to be the fearless ones who commits one's life, liberty, and sacred honor to the whole truth of imminent danger and timely opportunity to strike while the iron is hot. And folks, it's hot right now. This is the time to get real. I mean, this is the crisis I've reported on for years, and now it's in our face. So network this freely like our lives depend on it, because it may. I mean, please care enough to share this. Be aware and prepare for come what may. Educate yourself and loved ones. Watch and forward this article, and I provide a link on it, the Plandemic Indoctrination Wake Up Series. Brilliant, brilliant series of videos at that Plandemic Indoctrination Wake Up Series. For those who are listening to the podcast and following this compendium in the show notes, you'll want to pause and click, at least click on that Plandemic Indoctrination Wake Up Series to see what that's about. It's very thorough. You can spend an evening watching those videos, and it'll blow your mind and basically take you to the next level of understanding what's really going on with this whole pandemic, plandemic, scamdemic, whatever you want to call it. In the meantime, keep your sense of humor. There's a video here. I love this guy, Waking with JP. He's got a really hilarious video explaining that a federal hate crime to criticize Fauci. Breaking news. The guy's hilarious. So have a good hoot watching that. And I'm finishing up this compendium on passport, the passports being pushed, this compendium with an article on elder wisdom. This is how we'll end the insanity. This is from Hopi Indian Chief White Eagle, who recently commented on the current situation. This is what Hopi Chief White Eagle had to say. Quote, "This moment humanity is experiencing can be seen as the door or a hole. The decision to fall in the hole or walk through the door is up to you. If you consume the news 24 hours a day with negative energy, constantly nervous, with pessimism, you will fall into this hole. But if you take the opportunity to look at yourself, to rethink life and death, to take care of yourself and others, then you will walk through the portal. Take care of your home, take care of your body, connect with your spiritual home. When you take care of yourself, you take care of everyone at the same time. Do not underestimate the spiritual dimension of this crisis. Take the perspective of an eagle that sees everything from above with a broader view. There is a social question in this crisis, but also a spiritual question. The two go hand in hand. Without the social dimension, we fall into fanaticism. Without the spiritual dimension, we fall into pessimism and futility. Are you ready to face this crisis? Grab your toolbox and use all the tools at your disposal. Learn resistance from the example of Indian and African peoples. We have been and are exterminated, but we never stop singing, dancing, lighting a fire, and rejoicing. Don't feel guilty for feeling blessed in these troubled times. Being sad or angry doesn't help at all. Resistance is resistance through joy. You have the right to be strong and positive, and there's no other way to do it than to maintain a beautiful, happy, bright posture. Having nothing to do with alienation. It's a resistance strategy. When we cross the threshold, we have a new worldview because we faced our fears and difficulties. What you can do now, serenity in the storm. So as I refer to the eye of the hurricane. Keep calm, pray every day, which I refer to as heart coherence. Make a habit of meeting the sacred every day. Show resistance through art, joy, trust, and love. Hopi Indian Chief White Eagle, July 9th, 2021. So that's the first compendium, folks. The other one, the other blog I did here back on September 22nd, 3 days ago, was for the 2000 equinox update. Equinox was just a few days ago. The theme was prepare for systemic global transformation. You've probably seen it coming. I'm going to go into the Great Spirit Reset. 5D TLC discernment gets it done. The Great Spirit, in brief. As fake news is exposed and the big lie disposed, fearless faith integrates and faithless fear dissipates. We're in the middle of attempted global genocide and failed neo-communist deep state takeover of the physical and human resources of Earth. The method is unique. The lockstep normalizing of fear with incessant propaganda and false flag psychology of subservience to tyranny with the coerced injection of experimental vaccines for a transhumanist population control agenda that would transform all of us into AI cyborgs, artificial intelligence cyborgs, with slave submission symbolism of face muzzles, face masks. Keep in mind the current big drama of planetary transformation was preordained for this time of great awakening with a new revelation of conscientious common sense. It goes with the territory, source field, as our spaceship Earth and our solar system enters the deep space energies of Aquarius and the Aquarian high state energies with frequencies of holy love, joy, and compassion for all sentient life, in the spirit of vision for victory, unity and diversity, atonement, at one-ment. So that's kind of the preface to this. I'd say at the top of this, skip to the bottom, for an important message from Saint Germain and Portia. That's a highlight for a lot of people that want to just go right to that message before they hear anything else. Saint Germain and Portia, hosts of heaven are stepping through the veil to lay the foundation for a golden age. And this is a good keynote address, you might say, from heavenly realms. So it's time for our worthy offering to the Great Spirit of our divine destiny in the image and likeness of God, love, source, I am. And this is the prime directive as the universal interface at the heart of our global interactive telecom, the TLC unified field of, by, and for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. That's a mouthful. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 links, hot links, in the content of that copy if you want to unpack all of that. So what we have at this time, now this is the quote from Thomas Paine from 1776 from Common Sense, and he says, we have it in our power to begin the world over again. And I've talked about previous shows, and it's really true today. Kai Pacha, I referred to earlier, he talks about how we're at the same point astrologically with a Pluto return, with Pluto back in the same point in Capricorn it was back in 1776, the American Revolution. Now it's a global revelations going on. It's the same initiation, but now it's a global affair. It's not just the United States. It's a worldwide event. So when you pay attention with pure intention, attention pays. Now, I'm talking about the currency of conscience. Pay attention with pure intention because energy flows where attention goes. That's how self-fulfilling prophecy works in the larger scheme of enlightened self-interest in selfless service to others for our self-elevation as self-correcting, self-governing salvation. That's why what you resist will persist. Energy follows attention. So be careful with intention, how you focus attention. That's why worrying is fear run amok. It's like praying for what you do not want. So keep the faith. Keep the faith. The higher the concept of the whole holistic Holy Spirit that matters, the greater the results. With love as the rule, cosmic universal love as the rule, God loves source, I am rules. I love this quote by Dr. David Hawkins, The Eye of the Eye, where he says, quote, to understand the nature of God, it is necessary only to know the nature of love itself. To truly know love is to know and understand God, and to know God is to understand love. This is from his book, The Eye of the Eye, Dr. David R. Hawkins. Likewise, love, geometrized, L-O-V-E, circle, triangle, square, the love model, is God, G-O-D, geometric order divinity. This is the love model, the frame of reference for the first principles of cosmic law, the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one, fifth, 5D orientation. I love, and you know, I quite often use this quote from ancient Hermetic wisdom that, quote, in the beginning, God geometrized. And I update that with modern cosmic love wisdom that, quote, in the end, we become what we geometrize. So geometric order divinity, geometric divinity is the order of the universe, the fractal order of the holographic universe. And G-O-D, God, is what the Holy Spirit of love and action does. So, you know, it's where the rubber meets the road, where the order of the universe meets this, the spirit that matters in terms of the frequency of love and action, as in frequently. So what we think about, we bring about. What goes around comes around. This is the law of one, whereby the flow of atonement energy, flow of atonement, atonement energy through any system acts to organize that system. Organize that system in formation. Information with the first principles of cosmic universal law. So the love model, 5D TLC, you know, is about pure geometry thought forms with the constitution of geometrically ordered divinity, the order of the universe, for effective sensory perception. And this is now possible as never before with interactive telecommunion, telecom for telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and next telecommerce economy. Again, there's about seven different hot links if you want to unpack this. I usually have this pretty much overview synopsis of the love model concept, the Worldwide Love Foundation, on most of my websites. For those who haven't gone through those hot links, you can probably find that an interesting journey to get a full spectrum perspective on the, you know, light language and cosmic love law. So now, following this holistic orientation of these first principles of universal law language is a little article synopsis that goes into the quantum Aquarian age. Business boom beckons. In other words, new standards create new industry. We're talking about wholly new TLC standards for orienting our core social, political, and economic institutions at the cusp of Aquarius. This is Aquarian Spring. These new love TLC universal law language standards will create new standards, create new industry, the Aquarian, for the Aquarian age, whereby there'll be a business boom, and business boom beckons. Think about this. The Aquarian business of freedom and opportunity is defining and refining personal and planetary sovereignty with universal rights, L, linear left brain letter of the law, in the public sphere, nonlinear spherical spirit of the law, co-creating the V in the love model with 5D TLC, full spectrum love, geometrized, empowering wisdom with universal love. So a quantum leap, this is a quantum leap in the local global business of self-government, empowering global TLC business with wisdom of the crowd via Web 3.0 hardware. Now those who are familiar with Web 3.0 hardware and have read those links before, if you're new to this, you want to read the link that's in the compendium with understanding of wisdom of the crowd, which is like wisdom of the cloud, the collective consciousness of those who are involving and evolving their consciousness of how they are conscious with mass-to-mass interaction on a web platform, which is referred to as Web 3.0 hardware. So this is, you know, not a stretch for those who've been following these the shows and following these compendiums. And you can, those who have can skip right over this because you know what I'm talking about. But this wisdom of the crowd, wisdom of the cloud, the collective consciousness of people that, you know, like Freedom of Assembly, that are coming together on a real time, you know, doing a real time evaluation of something that's live or pre-recorded and able to respond in a way that creates, and the hardware explains it, you know, how that works. And I've gone into the previous show, I don't have time to do it now because I got a lot more to finish, but you can read about it on your own. And some of you have that vision of what that looks like, you know, how to empower wisdom of the crowd with love, PLC, hardware, what that looks like, how that works. Now, there's an alpha and omega. That's the alpha thrust. The omega return, you might say, in this cycle of wholeness, you've got basically the spiritual understanding of global telecommunication, telecom, telecommunity, you know, how we can come into unity globally. But there's a healthcare aspect of this I call the omega return, which is to provide a quantum leap in the personal planetary business of holistic self-care, empowering global healthcare with wisdom of the crowd by way of global telecare. Now, again, the link on global telecare goes into, for those who are new to this, you know, basically a vision for healing of the healthcare system with self-perfecting database standard for the analysis, prevention, and management of all disease. Self-perfecting, self-correcting database standards that as the database expands with people's response to what's working best for any health condition based on your metabolic type. As the database expands, it becomes more self-evident what's working best for any symptom profile you put into the database, you know, for cross-correlation. So you can read about global telecare. Now, this is, again, the omega, the body. You know, you have the spirit that matters, telecommunications, and you have the basically the spirit made flesh, the omega return, you know, for the health of body and how that works, body, mind, and spirit. So how we cultivate the source field is how we culture wisdom of the cloud, the field, with effective sensory perception, 5D TLC. And we're long overdue for a global holistic healing reset. We're seeing a global healing crisis now. This is really a global healing crisis. We're seeing, you know, the mass psychosis and the collective consciousness and the mass dying, culling of populations worldwide. This is a healing crisis. So I go into different dimensions of that spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And it's good to understand that the deep state proposes with their great reset to make everyone remote-controlled AI cyborgs. I mentioned that before. But the high state disposes with the great spirit that makes dystopian tyranny tactics transparent, thus making pharmacidal disease profiteering the most egregious crime against global public health. An enlightened future is waiting for us to get our holistic healing act together and contribute any way we can. Some of the solutions are out of this world. Here's a graphic of Starfleet Command, the United Federation of Planets, and how the Secret Space Force is no longer secret. It's the fifth branch of the military. Quote by, this is a quote by Michael Sala. A Starfleet is being secretly built on the moon and other construction facilities under U.S. leadership. There's a video on this. This is an amazing video. I highly recommend you watch this. It goes on to explain how there's construction projects on the moon and how they're causing a worldwide labor shortage that we're not hearing about. And this is a secret program. And you can see for yourself, I mean, is the global labor shortage due to secret mass production of defense and medical technologies on the moon? And how long do we have to wait before we learn the truth of this? Well, quote, the secret Stargate program has also been unveiled, and new technology has been brought back from across our galaxy and beyond. I've been writing about this for years. We have the med bed that's being produced in quantity in this facility on the moon. We're talking about the end of aging, injury, and disease as we've known it. And this is bridge technology, like the Trinfinity 8, which is widespread now around the planet. You know, then rollout of med beds would make pharmaceutical medicine obsolete. So we can naturally expect some resistance. Big pharma, you know, dies hard. You know, we're seeing the death throes of big pharma now. It's being exposed worldwide. And, you know, it had to take this expose where people realizing, you know, how murderous the medical industrial complex has become. But we're talking about the end of cancer, the end of disease as we've known it with these med beds are being rolled out. They've been rolled out actually since early in the year. The vision of these med beds is being rolled, has been rolled out. And I provide links on this earlier in the year. The deep state has suppressed this technology along with free energy and anti-gravity technology used in these secret off-planet colonies for 5 decades, you know, on Mars and other places, other colonies. And for those who are interested in for an in-depth article on 3 different types of med beds, I provide a link on that you can go into it. So the bottom line, just in time, is prepare while there is still time to prepare for the systemic economic reboot and coming earth changes. My last Cosmic Love Show interview was with PrepareDirect.com, longtime expert Dennis Korn. There's a link on that show notes, and you can listen to that if you're ready and able to prepare your pantry with quality food reserves. And as I mentioned in that interview, you get a free case, 12 bottles of Swedish pollen extract when you order 2-year supply of food reserves for 2 people while supplies last, since the supply chain is severely disrupted now and may get worse before it gets better. Those who've been following the news of what's going on with the supply chain, from automotive chips to food in the supermarkets, it's being broken for different reasons. They're basically doing a slow motion train wreck of the economy on purpose. They're bringing the old system down before they bring the new, before they boot up this new quantum computer system, as I've been talking about. So anyway, I'm going to have to do a wrap here shortly. I can't emphasize the bottom line perspective of St. Germain and Portia video that you're going to want to watch. This was at the recent Harvest Conference. And I'm not going to have time to go into the first compendium that was back on the full moon about a week ago on the hero's journey, how love wins. I love the infographic at the top that there's, you know, the Sound of Music graphic of Maria, you know, and she's got sparkles over her hands, and she's saying the hills are alive with the sound of the fear matrix collapsing. Kind of funny. Anyway, there's a lot of videos there that I've had people tell me some of the best videos they've seen. I've had a lot of good feedback on that. One of the videos, the third video down, is by that funeral director I mentioned earlier. You want to watch that. And as he says, it's the injections, folks, that are killing people, the COVID variants or vaccine injuries, and now they're targeting your children. This is kind of the synopsis I'm trying to emphasize in this show. This is the critical, probably the most shocking stuff of the year, the understanding of what's really going on. And realize that the greatest weapon is not a gun or a bomb. It's the control of information. To control the world's information is to manipulate all the minds that consume it. So we've got this problem with big media and big tech that are manipulating the minds of the masses and programming incessant fear porn. So basically, you know, hopefully if you've heard something today, folks, I'm not going to have time to go through that first compendium. It's in the show notes. It's the third compendium that was earlier in the week, you know, back on the full moon. Had some great videos in that. Hopefully you'll have heard or seen something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating with Aquarian Spring. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.